We will get to the breaking news from this afternoon where Tom Izzo and Michigan State basketball, they have garnered the top high school basketball player in the country. Imoni Bates out of Ypsilanti Lincoln. Nation's top-ranked player for the class of 2022 announced this afternoon he will play college basketball at Michigan State. Not sure what my future holds, which means he could go straight to the pros. We don't know where things are going there, Bates said on ESPN, but I do know as of right now, I will be committed to Michigan State University. They've been showing love to me since I was in seventh grade. They've been recruiting me hard since then, so I just know that they're showing that they love me genuinely, and they have just been here for a long time. I'm big on loyalty, and they've showed me all loyalty, so I have to show them some back. As a sophomore, Bates led Ypsilanti Lincoln to a 19-3 record this past winter, and then along came no postseason because of COVID-19. He also was the first sophomore, and like I mentioned, youngest player at the age of 16 to win the Gatorade High School Boys Basketball National Player of the Year. He averaged 31 points and 10 rebounds, scored 40 or more five times. He's 6'9". He plays a guard. Incredible length. Kevin Durant comparisons have been there. The question is, you don't know by the time you get to the class of 2022 if he will be going straight to the NBA, but this is big branding, a huge image boost for Michigan State and Tom Izzo and his staff. And what Bates said, I'm big on loyalty. I think that defines Tom Izzo and Michigan State basketball. So huge news, and we'll join Kyle Austin, MLive.com, Spartan Basketball Insider in a moment. Today's one of the bigger days Izzo has ever had out of season. Would you agree?
I would certainly agree. You know, ever since they started doing these recruiting rankings, you know, 15, 20 years ago, Imani's the highest rated guy to commit to Michigan State. He's number one overall guy, not only in his class. I mean, most talent evaluators say he's the number one player in high school basketball right now, and for several years. I mean, it's not hyperbole to put him in the same sentence with some of these greats as far as where he is in his career right now. Having just finished his sophomore season, he won Gatorade National Player of the Year. He's the only sophomore to ever do that. And just his skill set, everything that he's able to do, all signs point to him, you know, having the potential to be one of the game's greats. So, yeah, I mean, you can put him up there with any recruit Michigan State's ever gotten. Now, obviously, there's going to be questions. There's more questions in this day and age whether a player, a high school player, is going to play college basketball at all. But all that aside, today's still obviously a very good day for Michigan State.
Regardless of if he ever plays at Michigan State, because who knows where the NBA will be and he could go straight to the association. But what he said today on why he chose Michigan State, I mean, and I read that paragraph, I don't know if you were on the phone yet, that big on loyalty and how he talked about Michigan State being there for him, that could go a long ways into recruiting other big-name players who may want to join in with Bates, and you might create your own East Lansing Five or Fab Five or potential Fab Five.
Yeah, it could, and that to me that was the result of kind of a risk or a gamble by Tom Izzo paying off a little bit, because it's been kind of a strange thing on the recruiting scene for the last several years, because people have known for a long time that Imani Bates is a very, very special basketball player, but he wasn't really being recruited at all, despite that. And that's because everyone kind of figured that he'd go straight to the NBA. He'd never play college basketball. And these coaches are, you know, are limited in the number of players they can see, the number of times they can get out. And most coaches, I think, figured, well, Imani's not really worth my time. He's not going to play college basketball. And Izzo was really the one big name coach who went the other way and said, I'm going to treat this kid like the kid that he is. And I'm going to put a lot of effort in. I'm going to see him play a lot. They had him up to campus a lot. They stayed in contact with his family. And, you know, there were times where that you know, that didn't exactly seem logical. But I think, you know, you mentioned going straight to the NBA. That's not looking as likely right now. In 2022, there was a time when it seemed like he would definitely be able to go one and done. But they haven't changed that rule yet. Some recent reporting from Woj would suggest that it's probably not going to happen that soon. So it's looking right now like he's going to have to find somewhere to play for 1 year after high school, between high school and the NBA. And a lot of guys, some guys have gone overseas to do that. Some guys have, you know, there's this new G League route. Some guys have sat out. But, you know, Imani's, I think, making it pretty clear at this point that he prefers Michigan State. That could always change. But he wants to play college basketball right now, it seems like, and it could be a very, very big win for Michigan State.
Oh, gosh. You can imagine those top recruits that want to line up with the coverage, the exposure, the 1 year. You know, when you start looking ahead, and Tom Izzo's not going to be coaching forever. I mean, just think about this, and I'm not saying anything that he would retire, but just think if that 1 year with Bates and you have a stellar class and you have great seniors, juniors, sophomores returning, and they could win it all, and you say goodbye to Michigan State with when Bates is off after his 1 year. I'm not saying that will happen, but it's almost a goosebump type of conversation.
Well, I mean, we've certainly seen in basketball at all levels, you know, NBA, college, and high school AAU. I mean, great players want to play with other great players.
Right.
Whether it's LeBron James putting together his super teams or, you know, Duke, you know, amassing the amount of talent that it has in recent years. So it's going to be good for Michigan State to have him. They have him early. You know, we don't know yet if he's going to reclassify, so it's going to be at least another year or possibly 2 years. So in the interim, you know, he's going to be out there saying, hey, come play with me. Michigan State's going to be out there, you know, recruiting these players and saying, hey, you're going to be able to get to play with Imani. And I think that, you know, there might be some guys who worry about playing, you know, with a superstar. You're obviously not going to be the alpha on the team, but I think for most of them, being able to play with a guy like that is going to boost their stock, boost their visibility. He's a good passer. He's not a ball hog, I don't, from what I've seen by any means. So I think that most guys are going to benefit. So what we've seen Duke do in recent years and what we've seen Kentucky do, I think at least for this one class, Michigan State's going to have a chance to do that same sort of thing.
Looking at the 2022 top basketball recruits, only three, including Bates today, from that group have committed. So there's 17 quality names. You have Sky Clark, who's committed to Kentucky. Deion Johnson out of California is committed to Syracuse from the class of high school basketball 2022. And now Bates, who's a five-star and the top-rated player at 6'8", 200, going to Michigan State. So a lot of guys could say, hey, Imani, you know, they played together on summer teams, travel teams, and that could lead to a monster class led by Bates for Izzo and Spartan basketball.
Yeah, and I think what else helped Michigan State here is that, you know, there have been a lot of other high-level guys that have really considered Michigan State, have kind of gone down to the end with them, and then at the end decided, I think I'm going to Duke or I think I'm going to Kansas. And I think what helped Michigan State here is that, you know, Imani doesn't need, you know, the best program in college basketball to elevate his status. His status is as high as he can get already. He will be the number one pick whenever he goes into the NBA draft. So it's not like he needs to think about raising his stock or what can I do to make a couple more bucks in the NBA. He's already maxed all that out. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he could go play at Albion or Eastern Michigan for a year, and it wouldn't matter. So he could truly pick a place where, hey, where do I like the coach? Where's close to home? Where do I have friends? There's a lot of friends in Michigan State. Gabe Brown, he's very close with. And if Duke comes in and says, we can make you the number one pick, you know, that doesn't really apply here like it would in most other places. He knows that he's the number one pick regardless of where he plays. So I think that played very well for Michigan State. I think the Sharks here couldn't really circle the way that they have sometimes in the past, and I think Michigan State could kind of lock this up early. I think he made it very clear today. He has other options, but to me, what today said is, if I'm going to play college basketball, it will be at Michigan State. I think that was pretty clear.
What's interesting is that if Beilein would have still been at Michigan and never left, and Ypsilanti Lincoln and Imani and all those, you know, Southeast Detroit roots, I wonder if this would have been a different recruiting battle. Juwan came in late, and you read the comments from Amone, Kyle, where he talked about I'm big on loyalty and that Michigan State and Izzo and his staff have been there since Amone was in seventh grade.
Yeah, it would have been interesting. You know, John Beilein, remember, famously never even landed at McDonald's All-American. So it would have been pretty out of character for him. You know, guys like Josh Jackson, he kind of wasn't in on as much. But, you know, he's in their backyard. Maybe that would have changed things. And again, Amone can play wherever he wants to, so it's not like he needs to go that route. But I do wonder if Juwan Howard would have been there a couple years ago, if that could have been a really pitched Michigan-Michigan State battle. But I think Michigan State, one of the things it benefited from is that coaching change. And, you know, you can't have too much loyalty there when your staff changes, you know, pretty much halfway through his commitment. So they got lucky in that. And, you know, I remember being in Grand Rapids a couple years ago. He was playing eighth grader then, but everyone knew who he was. And Izzo was the only one sitting there. I mean, he really was the only one that was putting in the time early and treating him like the top recruit that he was. And, I think Mike Krzyzewski and John Calipari were thinking this kid's never going to play college hoops. So Tom Izzo had some foresight, I think, that some others didn't. Maybe he made a little bit of a gamble, some others didn't. But it certainly paid off today.
Yeah, and I think the coaching change, and it would have been interesting whether Howard was there, you know, 2 years ago or whether Beilein was still there, but give Izzo his staff and that basketball program a lot of credit for being loyal to Amone Bates, and he mentioned that today in announcing his commitment. The Gatorade High School Player of the Year, 16, a sophomore, only sophomore to ever win the award. He has committed to Michigan State class of 2022. One and doneer, unless the NBA changes their rules, and I doubt they will, going through this COVID-19 and everything they're dealing with. They're not going to change that rule right now. They're going to keep moving forward, and you'll probably see Amone for 1 year in East Lansing, and that class could just get better by the minute with Izzo and his staff out there on the recruiting road. You can follow up this conversation with Kyle Austin, MLive.com, the MSU basketball insider at MLive.com. Kyle, thanks for the update. Big day for Izzo.
Hey, no problem, Bill.
All right, Kyle Austin joining us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine Guest Line. 17 of the other top 20 recruits have not committed. Could Izzo just get a class that knows the coverage for Amone Bates will be Fab Five-ish, will be as big as anything you've ever seen? Remember, he's the Gatorade Player of the Year, and he still has two more years of high school basketball left. Two more years. Two. And when I pull up those 2022 rankings, 17 of the top 20, only two of the top 10 have committed. That could end up being far and away Izzo's best recruiting class. And let's be honest. Look at what Izzo has done in developing NBA talent. Miles Bridges, Draymond, obviously, right? Josh Jackson, who Kyle Austin just mentioned. I'm going off of just recent names. You can go old school with Izzo. You can go new school. You can go Mo Pete. You can go Jason Richardson. But I'm talking about in this modern era, a lot of those players who have decided to come back and work hard like Bridges did, Izzo and his staff in their program made them better potential pro basketball players. So Amone Bates, Ypsilanti, hour and a half drive up, family friends, knows people who he's played with inside the Michigan State program, knows he's going to be there for 1 year. You know you're going to be the overall number one pick. I think he wanted to make it and get it out of the way. That's it. He calls off the dogs and says, I'm going to Michigan State. And just the image, I'm looking at CBSSports.com. Breaking news. Amone Bates commits to Michigan State. The national coverage for Izzo and his coaches. And there's still two more years of Amone Bates playing high school basketball. If there was a way for him just to say, I'm done with high school and I'm going to go to Michigan State next year and play 3 years at Michigan State, that would be better for him. And I'll tell you, another happy camper will be Mark Yule in the Michigan High School Basketball Association. Well, Michigan High School Athletic Association. It might be the Basketball Association after the draw. Amoni Bates will be at high school games in district and regional and state tournaments the next 2 years for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Huge get, and the hard work of his, though, you heard from Kyle Austin, paid off.